for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Search crews find the remains of a woman swept away by floodwaters near Ivy. Three Mountain Valley Pipeline protesters are arrested in West Virginia after chaining themselves to construction equipment. And we have a look at the mixed picture for higher ed funding in the new state budget. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 6th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Search crews have found what they believe are the remains of a woman from Ivy swept away by floodwaters in Albemarle County last week. Officials say a canine search crew on Tuesday detected the scent of possible human remains roughly one-third of a mile downstream from the accident. Her car and the body of her husband were found May 31st. The previous day, a flash flood of Ivy Creek had swept people in two vehicles away. Search crews rescued the person in the other car. Officials have not released the names of the victims. State police in West Virginia on Tuesday arrested three protesters bound to construction equipment. They had attached themselves to a tunnel and earth-moving equipment to halt construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Police charged three people with trespassing, obstructing an officer, and resisting arrest. Officers worked for almost 2 hours to remove the bindings. Legal and regulatory challenges, tree sits, and other acts of resistance have so far failed to stop construction of the 300-mile natural gas pipeline. State lawmakers passed a budget that includes increased spending on K-12 education, health care, and raises for state employees, including teachers. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, though, the outlook for higher education funding is mixed.
The initial budget proposal included a huge increase in financial aid, specifically to help low-income in-state undergrads afford college. Chris Duncombe with the Commonwealth Institute says that's not what wound up in the final budget.
The compromise deal that was approved by the Senate and House last week only provided about two-thirds in this need-based financial aid, in contrast to most of the areas where we're seeing heightened funding above and beyond what the governor put in.
Officials with the State Council for Higher Education say they feel good about those numbers. Although the increase is not as much as first proposed, it is one of the largest jumps in a decade. Beyond financial aid, VCU, UVA, and Virginia Tech all received additional dollars to help graduate more people in high-demand fields like data science, healthcare, and education. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Candidates for Congress are spending millions of dollars running up to next week's primary. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope takes a look at the numbers.
The big money in Virginia's congressional races is in the 10th district. Democrats are targeting that seat because Hillary Clinton won the district in the presidential election, but it's held by a Republican, Barbara Comstock. Democrat Allison Friedman is leading the pack thanks to a $1 million donation from herself. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says self-financing of campaigns is becoming increasingly popular.
It really says something about our campaign finance system that the only way to make the claim that you're not corrupt is that you're too rich to be bought.
Other top dollar races include the 2nd District, currently held by Republican Scott Taylor, and the 7th District, held by Republican Dave Brett. Not all the big money is in competitive races. Democrat Jerry Conley raised $154,000. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University suspects that money has a specific purpose.
You raise a lot of money, you build up a war chest, and then you go around and help other people who are in more competitive races, and they return the favor by supporting your leadership bid. Jerry Conley might be setting himself up for a potential leadership position.
Kidd says these fundraising numbers will pale in comparison to what we see in the fall election cycle, which could end up being the most expensive congressional election in Virginia history. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Wednesday.